Good morning. Wait, let me turn on your mic, Jess, too. That was a really bad fade out on my part.
Hello, can you hear me?
But it's okay. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is Perfect Pair once again, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Woo-hoo! I'm Emma.
I'm Jess.
We're a little sleepy this morning, but that's okay.
It happens. It's 6 a.m., so...
Yeah.
I don't know if you can actually hear me or not.
I turned you on. Mic 4?
Yeah. Hello, hello.
Maybe you're not plugged in? Wait, you are.
Wait, can you listen to this and see if I'm...
This is not plugged in.
Oh.
One sec, everybody.
Hello? Am I plugged in?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't know why I couldn't hear myself. Anyway.
It's all good. Maybe you just didn't want to.
Yeah. I just completely tuned
Maybe
it
the
out.
Sound was off. Maybe, did you turn off the
I
volume?
Heard you, though.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. Anyways.
That's interesting.
I know.
So, yeah. Do you want to introduce today's theme?
No, you should.
Okay.
You had the genius idea.
Oh, thank you so much. So the songs that we're playing today are songs that we would play if we were in a band.
Do you have a band name or like a genre that you would?
Probably just like indie.
Yeah, yeah.
As cringy as it is, the playlist that this is based off of, this idea.
Huh.
Is called Songs I Would Play If I Was an Indie Pop Star.
Not cringy. Not
but that's okay. We're tough students, so.
Yeah. Would you be like the lead singer, instrumentals?
I think like when in like classic rock bands, like from the 60s and 70s, there are a lot of like female drummers who are like you wouldn't have been aware of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I really want to learn how to play the drums. Yeah. Does Perry play the drums?
Perry does something. I don't know.
I feel like I remember her saying she played the drums.
I wouldn't be surprised if she did.
And if that's the case, I'm making her teach me.
Well, you're living with her next year.
I
so
know.
Like.
So that so hasn't silly. Been discussed yet, but it's okay. going to happen.
Yeah.
What about you?
I tried teaching myself how to play the guitar. Guitar. I just like guitar this summer. It was like self-taught though, so okay. It was like a 2-week period where I was like, guitar. It didn't end up continuing. However, I still have a dream of playing a guitar, and maybe one day I will learn. Maybe one day I will take like lessons or something, but like that means I have to pay for them. Anyways, but depending on what kind of band it is, I can play the piano, so I would probably play the piano, which would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. What about, like, genre?
Honestly, anything. I think, because I really like playing, like, upbeat tunes. So, like, because I'm a big, like, R&B listener.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would love to play R&B, but also I would also love to play, like, you know, like, Electric Love by Borns and, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to. Did you know they had Borns at Spring Fling like a while ago?
Really?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
But yeah, so I don't know if we would make a genre of
a genre
band,
just be like just a freeform moment.
A freeform moment, so true.
Do you want to introduce the song that we're listening to?
Yeah, currently? Sure. Oh, we are currently listening to Borderline by Tame Impala. I don't know how realistically I could play this in a band.
This is just in our imaginations and in our dreams.
Yeah.
I know that I couldn't play anything. I have no musical abilities.
This is all the band is just, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
But
yeah. This is Borderline by Tame Impala. Well, actually, I would love to go to a Tame Impala concert.
Yeah, that'd
like,
be
that's
cool.
Like, that's like... dream, because I've heard so many good things about it, and I've seen like videos on like TikTok, and it's so cool. Like, it looks so cool. Like, I heard the visuals are great, the music is great, and it's just, you know, vibes.
Vibes exactly.
I'm actually going to a Lewis Capaldi concert with your roommates.
I thought they weren't going anymore. Are they going? So
yes.
Oh no, they had to sell their tickets.
Yeah,
because
I got
the
better
tickets.
Yeah. However, the thing is, it's, like, I know his, like, popular songs, and, like, I love them. Like, I know a lot of his music, and I, like, was, like, looking at the set list, but it's so hard for me to just sit down and like listen to his music straight up because it's so sad.
Yeah.
So I have to listen at night. I can't listen during the day or else it like makes me sad.
You have to cry yourself to sleep.
Exactly. Every night until
like the
April
rest
10th.
Of us
do. Until April 10th.
What is at a Friday or
it's a Monday?
A Monday.
Yes.
Wow.
Which is really interesting.
It's a big concert to have on a Monday.
Yeah.
In like a city too.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I know. But it's exciting. I feel like
Are you familiar with Graham Norton?
I am not.
So Graham Norton is a talk show host.
Okay.
Not a singer.
Okay.
In England. Over actually on the BBC, across the radio waves.
Across the
radio waves. Our friends across the radio waves. And I love Graham Norton a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I watch it all, because since it's in England, it doesn't, like, the show doesn't play on TV here.
Yeah.
But I watch all the clips on YouTube.
Okay.
And Lewis Capaldi was on the show, like, a few months ago or something. And he was talking about, like, the pseudonyms. Are you familiar with these?
No.
Well, I can't say them because they're explicit.
Okay.
But he, like, has these, because he writes songs for other singers.
Okay.
And they're really, like, raunchy pseudonyms that
That's
he writes
really
them
funny.
Under that are, like, I forget what the name is, like, for the type of word. I'm blanking right now. It's too early. But, it's, like, when you, it's, like, a name that, I don't know. I'm gonna, I'll just tell you what the names are.
Okay.
But, yeah. I just thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I think he's a funny
person. I think he's really funny, and it doesn't reflect in his music.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Did you watch his documentary?
No.
Okay. I don't. It seems too sad for me.
Oh.
Well, I just had like the trailer on Netflix.
Oh yeah.
I just didn't feel like watching it.
Yeah, I didn't even know the thing. I don't know his story. I just know he's really funny. Like,
Have you watched his like TikToks?
I've watched some of them because I heard people talking about how funny they are.
Did you watch the Harry Styles one?
I don't know if I did.
Because he like Harry Styles. Did you see the stuff about him and like Emily Ratajkowski?
Yep.
So he like. Was what he had, like, I guess Lewis Capaldi released a new song recently.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, a sad song, of course.
Yep.
About, like, wanting someone or something.
Yeah.
And so it's him. It's, like, him and it's, like, me when I saw the video of Harry Styles and Emrata and it's him, like, crying and, like, the music's playing.
That's really funny.
So that was great.
I need to, like, he's really funny.
He's a really funny guy. I wonder if that, like, comes through in his shows at all.
Oh, that's
like,
true,
like, I wonder,
actually.
Like, if it's, like, the music's sad, but then he's, like, funny.
Yeah. He's like, okay, now, like, 360 going sad music. It's also funny, though, because, like, I know he has, like, what is he, like, Scottish?
Yeah.
He has, like, a strong Scottish accent, and so I can't wait to, like, hear him talk, because you know Hot Ones?
Yeah.
I watched recently the Niall Horan one, and he was talking about Lewis Capaldi because I think they're good friends, and he was saying, like, something that's so Scottish about him is that, like, he'll talk to people, like, when he's talking to Americans, he'll just, like, talk really fast because he knows that he can't understand him.
Yeah.
So he just, like, does it to annoy people, which I'm very intrigued. I think it's really funny.
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't do that to his
fans.
And
maybe his shows he's not because, like, you know.
But maybe then that's, like, part of the gimmick.
That's true.
Like,
that's
oh,
true.
I'm super Scottish.
That's true. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. April 10th, Monday. I don't even know where it is. I think
and
it might be at Roadrunner.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have a show that week, and then you can break it down.
True!
Perfect.
Stay tuned.
The show will just become recapping Jess's concert adventures.
Yes, with Lewis Capaldi and your roommate.
And my roommates.
Yeah. So, actually, one of my friends from high school is also supposedly coming with us, but I don't know if she actually remembers. I need to text her.
Does she go to school in Boston?
She used to be you.
Okay.
But we actually haven't texted in a while.
It's
just because, you know, it's like the whole, like, college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you remember, like, Fall Fest?
Yeah.
Remember Fall Fest?
Yep.
I had met my roommate, Verena, introduced me to someone who she had met during those, like, first weeks of school.
Yeah.
And we got in talking, and I had had tickets for a Peach Pit concert at the time. And this girl was like, oh, I love Peach Pit. And I was like, oh, I have an extra ticket. Want to come with me? And so, like, we met and then decided to go to a concert on the spot. I wasn't able to go to the concert anymore, so I texted her, like that was, like, months later then. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do you want the tickets? And she never responded. And so I sold them. But, like,
yeah,
it was a strange experience. And I hope she's doing well.
Interesting.
Because we've talked since, and okay. I just haven't brought up the tickets.
Yeah.
But it was a strange thing. Maybe it was the wrong number. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Neither of us got to see that concert.
Peach Pit is sly. I love Peach Pit.
Yeah.
I don't know too many of their music.
I don't listen to them anymore, really.
Yeah, yeah.
My music taste really changes quickly.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's fluid.
Music is just so good.
Music is just so good.
Yep.
Okay. Shall we get back to the music?
Yeah. Let's.
Okay. Let me attempt this fade one more time. Oh, good. Be so kind. Thank you. Yeah, should I should do that first.
Start playing, yeah. And then...
Perfect. It's down. Perfect. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Watch the spirit. Like, it's impossible to count. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Drinking cold black coffee, I shake and shake, still won't get off me. Another blissed out fantasy, where animals and objects talk to me. Always try and hate it, but then you laugh, it sounds outrageous. Spend another day sleep walking. Is this having fun, or is it just because? Which one is jumping first off of the face of the off those bottle rockets? We can never call. what you wanted. Under the lights, you take them and find a way to run out the door now. Back to a time that you tried to forget. Why's the music so loud? Take it to the lawn now. Did you think about me if I ever were to find out? Can you ease the pain with drinking all night? Guess you'll never know the answer if you never try. On that Halloween you told me you weren't drinking, I believed you.
Let me get your mic, Jess.
Hello.
Hi, Dad, if you're still listening.
I am his dad.
This is crazy.
Wow.
I mean, I really just came on to say that. But we can take a talking break if you
want. Let's take a talking break.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was just Drunk on Halloween by Wallows. Great song.
Mm-hmm.
If you were playing that song specifically, what would you be doing on that song? Like, instrument, singing?
I want to be in it. Whatever, like, the horn was.
Okay.
Yeah. That's I feel like cool. It's so fun.
Yeah. Did you play an instrument in high school?
I played, okay, not in high school, but I was clarinet kid from 4th grade until 8th grade. However, my first choice was actually the trombone.
Okay.
For some reason, like, can you imagine, like, little me holding a big trombone, just like,
it'd be amazing.
That's what I wanted to do. I didn't get it. Like, they gave us like a sheet and it was like, put your first choices. So it was like, I did trombone, clarinet, probably like flute or something. But trombone was first and I didn't get it and I was really upset. But it's okay. Clarinet was a lot of fun. I stopped in high school.
Yeah.
Did you play it?
I played violin, not in high school. Okay. I wish I continued it in high school.
Yeah.
I played violin from 4th grade through 8th grade. That was my first choice.
Yeah.
But my second and third choices were, it was violin, trumpet, and saxophone.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to be a brass kid.
Yeah. Trumpet is so cool. Like,
well, actually, saxophone, no, it's brass. What's it considered? Brass.
I'm not music kid. Yeah. I wouldn't know. Yeah. But I think, but trumpet is so cool. I don't know if you know him, actually. Dylan Satow? Sorry, name dropping, but, like, he's so cool.
Who is, like, someone
here? He went
here?
To my high school.
He goes here? Or no?
No. He goes to Columbia now. I don't know if you know. Because, like, he, like, runs in the same circle as Sophia.
Oh, okay.
So I thought maybe, like, I don't know. But he's like a crazy trumpet player, and so at Columbia, his brother's also there. They have a band that it's called No Shows. They're on Spotify. They're actually like
really
good. And they like perform in like New York City clubs and like bars all the time, and Dylan's just over there playing his trumpet and he goes crazy. Like, he
amazing. I'll have to look it up.
It's called No Shows.
Okay,
and their music is actually not bad. Like, they're actually pretty good.
No shows. Okay. Wait, yeah. I'm excited to hear
it. I know.
What if we played their music?
It might be...
Listening session.
I know. Let me see if it's explicit or not, but, like, it was so cool. Because then also, so, we had a senior musical, and we did Grease.
Yes.
And he was...
He was in it?
He was in it.
Because I saw Grease. I saw your senior musical.
You did?
Yeah.
He was the kid... He played,
Oh, was he on the, like, ukulele? The kid who sings, like, Those Magic Changes?
Yeah. No. Okay. That was another kid, but he was in the... Who did he play? He played, like, one of the leads, but he played the trumpet at one point.
Oh.
I don't know if he was, like, standing on a block and, like, on the side. You didn't really hear it, but, like, it was just cool, because, like, you know he was good, and he would just, like, play during rehearsal. It was really funny.
Yeah, we probably didn't know each other at your senior musical. Like,
yeah.
That's really weird.
Oh, I'm sure I knew
of you. Because we'd, like, DM'd at that point. Yeah.
Wait, I was a T-Bird.
You were?
I was a T-Bird.
You were?
I was. Yeah,
you
I was.
You were?
I think were.
It's, oh, you was?
You was. Yeah, I'm tired. I was. I don't know if you... What show did you go to? Wait, that's so funny that you went.
Because of Sophia and Sarah. Yeah, and me and my friends all went, and we had, like, a picnic, and...
Stop, that's so funny.
It was really fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun doing it, too. Because also, So, I actually forced my friends to join me and be T-Birds, because, like, it's not the general ensemble where it's, like, we just do nothing. Like, not do nothing, obviously. But it's, like, we had to learn dances and stuff, and, like, that's what I wanted to do, but I had no lines. So... I didn't want to be a pink lady, because I was like, you know, there's already so many pink ladies, and, like, it's cool, but, like, I want to be a T-Bird. That's what I forced my friends to do with me.
Now that you say that,
yep.
I feel like maybe someone was like, Emma, that's the girl who's going to Tufts.
What show did you go to?
I have no clue.
Okay, because the last one, I slicked my hair with so much gel and so many bobby pins to look like... A T-Bird, like a dude.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because we did it during rehearsal once, and I was like, okay, I'll do it on the last show.
Was Emmett, what's his name?
Emmett, yeah.
Was he a T-Bird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or, Luke?
Yeah.
They were both T-Birds.
Yep, they were both T-Birds.
Okay, because I went to preschool with them.
You did tell me that.
Yeah, they don't... It's funny because they don't know me.
Yeah.
But I just know
them. Yeah, yeah. Maybe they do know you.
Maybe they do.
Because I feel like it's just like... We always... Like, we know... Like, I feel like I always know people and I feel like they don't know me. But then what if it's just because, like... Because if I think someone doesn't know me, I will pretend like I don't know them. So what if it's just, like, the same...
Yeah, maybe because like I had added when I first got Snapchat, I added Luke on Snapchat.
Uh huh.
But then I like realized I was like, he definitely doesn't know who I am. Because like, why would he?
You never know.
Just like, why?
Were you guys friends in preschool?
Yeah, and like our moms are still friends, so that's the only reason why I feel like maybe
he'd
recognize the name or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fun.
I saw Sophia and Sarah when I was in Vermont.
Oh my gosh!
Because Sophia lives in the same floor as my friends who I was staying with.
Okay.
And so I was like really, I was like running outside of her room, and I was like trying to like get her to open the door or something. But I was like, this is weird. Because also it's like I was like saying to everyone, I was like, I want to see my friend Sophia.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really like Sophia, but we only knew each other for, like, a month.
Yeah.
Or however
long. Well, I mean, I feel like you guys were together all the time. Yeah. So, yeah.
But, like, we haven't talked to each other since.
Yeah.
And so then I, like, realized I didn't have her phone number, actually. I just had her Snap, like, on her own Snap. And that's how we had, like, texted each other.
Yeah.
But then, and she hadn't actually gotten there yet. Like, the whole time I was, like, trying to, like, get her, I was, like, calling her on Snapchat.
Yeah,
like, being really weird.
That's okay.
And then the next day I left for class with my friend.
Okay.
And she and Sarah had just pulled up in their car. And I was like, and I started running towards them. And then they were like, oh, we didn't know who we were.
Oh my gosh. They're so funny. I really love them. They're so sweet.
Yeah. It was like a sufficiently awkward interaction, but it was great.
Aww. Yeah. Reunion.
Reunion.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, like, I feel like I'm just not in contact with a lot of, like, even my friends from high school now, which sucks. But, like, it's, like, when we go back for break, though, we'll hang out.
Yeah.
But it's, like, during the college months, it's just, like...
Yeah.
No.
Is it awkward at all when you hang out, when you go back?
Not usually, no.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Because it's, like, oh, my God, take me out of your life. Like, tell me everything. Yeah. How's college?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, I feel like the relationships that I have that are, like, lasting, that I will hang out with them, are, like, really solid relationships.
Yeah.
So it's, like...
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And it just feels like it's, like, nothing's changed.
Exactly. Which I really exactly. like. I know. Which is really cute.
Yeah. I was really scared, because I know, like, first semester especially, I was, like, yeah. I was, like, oh, I'm, like, acting differently.
Uh-huh.
But then I got home, and it just went away. Like, yeah, like, exactly. It made sense, yeah. like, when yeah. we were together. Which yeah. was nice. Miss my friends.
Shout out to my friends at home. Shout out to my friends too. Love you guys.
Music? We only yeah. have a little time left.
Oh, we have to do a PSA.
You want
to
do a PSA right now?
Yeah, let me just pick a really quick one. Okay. Tell me when to stop.
Stop. You got it. Do it.
Okay, no, I gotta pick another one.
Okay, you got it.
Okay. I'm actually just going to do another one.
Okay.
Okay, this one's fine. Why not... Oh. Interruption of today's radio show for a quick PSA. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. This is a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yay!
Do you cover your computer camera?
No.
Because clearly I do not. My laptop's out right now and I do not.
I think I used to when I was, like, younger.
Yeah.
I just gave up.
I see people doing it, and I'm like, maybe I should, but I... Yeah. Actually, I got, in the beginning of the semester, when we were... It was, like, the Tufts, like, when they were giving out free stuff. The library, or, like, some tech thing, gave...
Oh. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Emma's mom. The library, like, or, like, tech support gave me one of those. It's like, a cover, and it says Tufts on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a laptop cover, oh, not just
it,
tape.
Was it,
like,
the scavenger hood? Was that
it might
it
have been. Okay. It might have been. Because I have one, and it's in my dorm, and I guess I could use it, but at this point...
Yeah.
You know.
That was, like, a PTA fundraiser at home.
Really?
Because we had, like, our school laptops.
Yeah, yeah.
And they, like, gave out.
That's
little,
so
like,
funny.
They were, like, panther paws yeah. or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
But yeah. Wow. Music time?
Let's play some music.
Do you want to... you turn on your
phone? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm forgetting.
It's okay. Maybe I shouldn't have... No, I shouldn't have been okay. the one in the chair today. Okay. Up next, we have Cruel to Be Kind by Letters to Cleo, which is from... Do you know the movie?
No.
Maybe that movie.
I'm so bad at this.
It's okay. 10 Things I Hate About You. They're like the band that plays at the prom.
Oh my gosh.
This is, I think, the song that they play at the prom. When they're
I
like,
love 10 Things I Hate About You.
Okay, so enjoy the song. It's a great song. Clearly, I want to be in a band at a prom.
Yeah.
In the 90s or whatever.
Because why not? Heath Ledger. Who wouldn't want to be? And Julia Stiles. How could you not want to be that?
How could you not want that moment?
Exactly.
Okay. I hope you guys... enjoy.
That don't come. myself up off the ground to have you knock me back down again and again. When I ask you to explain, you say you gotta be cool to be kind in the right measure. Cool to be kind, it's a very good sign. Cool to be kind means that I love you, baby. You gotta be cool to be kind.
Cool to be kind
in the right measure.
Cool to be kind.
It's a very, very, very good
cool
sign.
To be kind
means that I love you, baby. You gotta be cool to be kind.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is the music still playing? Yeah. Okay, that's fine. I'm just here to sign off. It's not Saturday, but hopefully the sun does come out. This is Perfect Pair. I'm Emma, and then it's Jess over there. The other half of my perfect pair. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. Woo!
And still the memories right there. She put the breeze in my hair. No kiss was softer, softer than this. I'm reading her lips. Oh, each line I read. She left her books in my bed and her song in my head. I've been undone. Oh, Saturday sun. I met someone out on the west coast. I gotta get back, I can't let this. Someone out on the west coast. Gotta get back, I can't let this go. Saturday sun, I met someone. Don't care what it costs. No ray of sunlight's ever lost.
Only when the goal is unattainable do I start to feel like I'm losing myself, and this deep secret that hasn't come out yet is buried. Rough, where not as much is good.